May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Ooh, nice response from up here. Do you ever feel, and do you ever feel, that when Christmas finally arrives, that you have at last reached the finish line? After all the hurrying and scurrying, the shopping, the baking, the social events, you name it. Getting to Christmas can seem like a sped-up sequence in an old-time movie. Finally, on the big day, maybe you'll be able to pause and draw a deep breath and maybe let it out again. And realize that no more planning can be done. The moment has arrived, whether all is made ready or not. I wonder if Mary felt the same way. Her big moment had arrived too. After a long, hard, and certainly exhausting journey, and a futile search for decent lodging, she and Joseph realize that the birth of their child is up on them. No time for more preparation. Like any other birth, it is here, right now. It is time to settle in to the shelter of the stable and wait for that first cry of new life. Think of it. A precious baby boy breaks the silence of the night with his lusty cry, thus announcing his arrival. The star shines overhead, and the angels sing praises to the Almighty. Humble shepherds hear the good news of peace and salvation. And then they hurry to the stable to see the child and to tell the story. Amidst all this activity, Mary pauses to ponder what she has heard and to treasure the words in her heart. She must be worn out and at least a little anxious about what lies ahead for her and her child. But for now, the Holy Scriptures tell us she takes time to reflect on the birth and all that has taken place. Mary's life has been changed forever, like that of any parent. But the angel has said that her infant will be called the Son of God. Just as surely as he has transformed Mary's life, Jesus the Christ transforms our own lives. If we too will only pause and treasure him in our hearts. Jesus then and now brings life and light and love. The poet Christina Rossetti wrote, "Love came down at Christmas." Her words have been put to music in a really pretty hymn. That's number 84 in our hymnal, if you want to look it up later. Don't reach for your hymnal now. And the words go like this. Love came down at Christmas. Love shall be our token. Love be yours and love be mine. Love to God and neighbor. Love for plea and gift and sign. Christ comes to inhabit our hearts, to fill us with the love of God, and to point the way to new life, transforming the whole world through the power of that love. Our church year gives us a whole season to enjoy and appreciate the miracle of Christmas. So this is not the finish line. It's just the beginning, and it's special for those of us who observe it. It begins today and runs for 12 days up to the Feast of the Epiphany on January 6th. And I pray that each of us will pause during these days to reflect on the gift of Jesus' life, on the light, the love, the hope, and the promise that he brings into the world. And perhaps the greatest gift is that we are here together in this awesome space at this particular moment to share that love, to offer our worship, and to sing praise to our Creator. So, my dear ones, give yourself permission to savor the joy and fullness of the season of Christmas, the season of love and light. Ponder the ways in which God is moving in your life. How are you uniquely gifted to extend and to expand God's love throughout the universe? And how will you receive that love? And now, may we, today and every day for the rest of our lives, gratefully sing with Mary, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Surely, surely, love came down at Christmas. Glory to God in the highest." Amen and amen.